causing friction. This is the podcast where we get a little uncomfortable, a little awkward on our journey of healing through mindfulness and becoming self-aware. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This week's episode, I want to discuss how validation can keep your relationship alive. The word validation kind of gets a bad rap. One of the first lessons I feel like we are taught as we go through the motions of self-love and healing is to not seek validation from people, from social media, from our parents. And what this has done is that it has taken validation 100% off the table. This week's episode, I really wanted to introduce to you validation. I want to reintroduce the fact that validation can be good and that it actually plays a very important role in fostering healthy relationships. And while validation, it can be harmful if you're constantly seeking it in order to feel joy or acceptance, I want to dive into why it's incredibly important that you are validating your partner in order for them to feel seen and to feel heard. So, what do we mean when we say validation can keep your relationship alive? What I mean is that by simply validating your partner's needs as well as their feelings, your relationship will be nothing short of amazing. It'll be happy, it will be healthy, and you'll see positive results immediately because of the way that you two will tackle fights and you will tackle big emotions. And it does, however, take some unlearning of old habits and patterns, which can be challenging if you're not genuinely willing to work on yourself and to change and to grow. And whether that is self-motivated or it is for the benefit of your partner and your relationship, that is up to you. If you're looking for ways to mend or to improve the connection in your relationship, this is going to be a very useful tool. So if you're someone who constantly is finding yourself in situations where you feel like you and your partner just aren't on the same page during fights, or you feel that they just never understand what you're saying, or that they never truly are hearing what you're saying to them, this is definitely for you. The other side could be your partner is constantly saying to you that the reason you are upset just isn't that bad, or that you could have it a lot worse. Or maybe when you cry and have these big emotions, you're made to feel ridiculous, or that they are ridiculing and constantly judging you for feeling this way and having big feelings and being open with your emotions. All of this can make you feel like you're not allowed to be upset and you're not allowed to feel anger. There are many sides to this, but what it comes down to is you need to understand first how you are invalidating your partner. So then we can see the invalidation clearly and we can be mindful of the phrases and actions that are contributing to that. We then can see with more clarity and we can improve and apply proper validation in a non-judgmental, non-condescending, compassionate, and genuine way in order to make our partners feel seen and heard and truly loved and accepted by us. There is a big truth in relationships that I feel like causes so many fights. And the truth is that we don't actually want our partners to fix everything. When we vent to our partners, we aren't doing it in hopes of having them have a foolproof plan on how to solve all of our problems. Majority of the time, we bring a problem to our partner's attention because we just need to get it out. We need to say it out loud, and we need to get the words out so that we can begin to process the feelings that come along with it. We don't always need someone to come in and save us. Majority of the time, we can save ourselves. We've done the work. But what we can't do for ourselves is really have someone hear us and see us and validate those feelings to make us not feel crazy. So if we are finding ourselves in relationships, we are constantly arguing over the fact that our partner just doesn't listen. They just don't understand. How are we not validating them? How are we disregarding their feelings? How are we invalidating them? Each time your partner comes to you with a big feeling, and remember that I say big feeling because there are no negative emotions. So each time our partner comes to us and they say that they're feeling upset or disappointed, angry, how are you responding? We often don't want to see our partners in distress and so badly want to make it all go away, or maybe even get them to try and ignore those feelings. So what do? We try the positive route. We try looking at the glass half full, or we'll try to say, it's not that bad, or look on the bright side. We think that if we play it off like maybe it isn't a big deal, maybe our partner will act and feel the same way. But what we are doing is making our partner feel as if their emotions are wrong, that they're incorrect, that they shouldn't feel that way. We are completely invalidating those emotions that they came to us with, which we know can lead to suppressing other emotions or can lead us to hiding how we actually feel and not bringing up to our partner again when we are maybe displeased with them or we have an issue that we want to discuss, but we just can't bring ourselves to address a situation because we don't feel like they truly hear us. And over time, if this kind of response continues, no matter the size of the problem or feeling, your partner will become distant. There will be an emotional disconnect that they will feel towards you, and this can easily turn into resentment and anger, or maybe even a grudge over time. And maybe that grudge will be something that they never even feel comfortable bringing up because of past judgments or from you not truly hearing what they have to say. An example is if a partner starts crying during a fight, or maybe they finally had some explosive anger due to frustration. Maybe they couldn't articulate their exact need in the moment and their heightened emotions really took over. In this situation, if the other partner's response is invalidating, they could look at this emotional reaction and say that the other partner was being dramatic, that the crying is unnecessary. They could be looking at the problem for face value and not understand all of the emotions that were previously neglected that lay under the surface now. And what has happened is a disconnect in the relationship. You, unfortunately, at some point have made your partner feel that their emotions were silly. Your partner could feel the judgment coming from you the second that they started crying and that you were not on the same emotional page as them. In relationships where validation is needed the most is when they have gone for so long without their emotional needs being met. Crying out of a frustration and explosive anger, that's a really common and natural response from the body when your emotions have been ignored for an extended period of time. You have so much built up frustration from not being seen, not being heard, that words don't even seem to cut it anymore. And your body is looking for another outlet to get the reaction from your partner. And other ways that we have made our partners feel invalidated is constantly having a solution for all of their problems. So a partner comes to you and they're just trying to express how they feel, but because you don't like seeing them in distress, you follow up immediately with solutions. Well, can't you just do, or why can't you, have you tried? And again, we don't like seeing our partners in distress and we do just want to help, but this can really cause a lot more harm in situations. You need to stop and analyze, is your partner coming to you for advice in this moment? Do they want those solutions? Or are they just asking to be seen and heard? Are they genuinely wondering what your opinion is? Did they say, can I get your opinion on something? Often we just need to get out our frustration and say it out loud. We need to be seen, heard. We need them to validate that frustration and make us not feel crazy for feeling that way. And if conflict makes you uncomfortable, or you find it hard when someone's expressing those big feelings to really be present, I would advise to start with validating their celebrations and validating their wins first. So when your partner tells you something exciting that happened during their day, at work, or maybe they just received some really good news that they would like to share, how are you celebrating with them? Are you giving them the same energy in return that they are coming to you with? Do you congratulate them and share that excitement? Or maybe are you giving a short response and maybe coming across as dismissive and not really sharing that joy with them? Now, what's important about validation in relationships is that you're sharing your partner's excitement, and it is just as important as sharing their frustrations and their hardships. Because again, it just comes down to being seen and heard. And what is worse than being so excited to tell your partner something? Maybe you got a raise at work and their reaction is dull. Maybe they react with, "Ugh, finally," or "Wow, that only took 2 years." Dismissing that excitement for an achievement makes them feel not good enough. And it makes them feel, again, even in happy moments, they still are doing something wrong. They still are feeling their feelings incorrectly. And dismissing someone's emotions is a very easy way to build resentment in the relationship. And that's why validation can really help keep your relationship alive. If we tune in, recognize that our partner doesn't need us to save them, but that they need us to feel their feelings with them, we can connect or even reconnect on a much deeper level. The power of that connection is really what ensures your relationship will be alive and well. And what someone shares their joy with you, what they ultimately are doing is they're looking for connection. They are seeking someone to share that same energy with, and those who do give them that energy are going to be the ones that they want to share the most time with. In good times and in bad, validating your partner's emotions really could help keep your relationship alive. So now that we've gone through why this is so incredibly important, let's go through some validating words and phrases that you can use next time that your partner comes to you with a big feeling, either excitement or frustration. So if your partner comes to you and they're sharing a big feeling that maybe is representing sadness, thank them. Thank them for sharing. Thank them for being vulnerable. Thank them for choosing you to share this information with and trusting you. If your partner comes to you with big feelings that are directed towards you because maybe they feel that you have done something and they want to make you aware of it, say that you're sorry. "I'm sorry that I hurt you." Do not follow that up with a "but." Do not follow up with anything. Just say that you are sorry that you hurt them. Make them feel seen. Make them feel heard. And if you do not fully understand how you hurt them, say, "Help me to understand what you are thinking," and go at it from a place of genuine curiosity opposed to defensiveness. That's going to be the most useful when someone's approached you with something that you have done to make them feel a certain way. Again, you need to validate how they feel. No matter if you agree or disagree in that exact moment, if you start this fight and you be defensive, you know how that's going to end up. So what we need to do is respond to the big feeling with validation. "I'm sorry that I hurt you." You will see your partner immediately calm down because they realize that you are listening attentively and that you care to hear why they are upset. And your fights are going to start to look a lot different. So what I'm going to do now is kind of summarize everything we went through and really break it down into steps. So the steps of validating your partner look like this. First, you need to be attentively listening. And you can show your partner that you're genuinely listening by making eye contact, ensuring your body language is open, receptive. You can nod. It's also important that the next step is staying present. While they're trying to figure out what exactly it is they need to say, sometimes our partners don't always have the right words, and they need some time to let them come to the surface. And if that comes with a big feeling, it really could take some time, and that is where you need to stay present and give lots of patience and give them space to get to where they need to be. So be patient and stay present. If you know your partner needs comfort, maybe if they are feeling any kind of sadness, just gently touch their hand or hold it and provide some kind of comfort and assurance that you are here. And the next is going to be your energy response. So if someone comes to you excited, be excited. If they're nervous or anxious, try to be their calm. Reading someone's energy, especially your partner's, is so incredibly important for fostering a connection. And then next, what we're going to discuss is, again, those validating sentences. So as we stated before, maybe assess how previously you were invalidating your partner and take the sentences I just previously said and try those phrases now. Try to validate them and make them feel seen, make them feel heard. And if your partner isn't fully receptive to those validating phrases, because maybe they are having a big emotion and they're just really trying to work through that, they're hard to focus on you, repeat back to them what they said to you and show them that you are listening and help them work through the words and the big feeling. And just show them love and empathy. If you start to approach your fights or partner's big feelings in this way, you will create such a deep, strong connection with your partner because they're ultimately going to feel safe coming to you to communicate in good times and in bad. And that's all that I have for this week's episode. Thank you so much, and I will see you next time.